Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Chattanooga starting quarterback Nick Tiano. Nick is going into his senior season and led the team with 15 touchdowns and over 2,700 yards last season. Nick, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Nick, now to start, you're going into your senior season. Obviously, there are certain team goals and NFL outlook in sight. So what have you done this offseason to try and improve your game?
Yeah, so like you said, you know, that being my senior season, I obviously want to have a great year as a team. And individually, I'd love to play in the NFL. So, you know, it's been a huge offseason for me. You know, definitely working on accuracy, mechanics, and footwork, those things that, you know, every quarterback does. But for me this offseason, I've lost about 10 pounds, kind of got more lean physically. I feel a lot better, faster, quicker, feel like I'm moving better. So that's been a big update for me. I actually spent a little time this summer working out with a quarterback coach, which is really the first time I've ever done that in my life. And I think that was really beneficial for me. And I was able to take some good things away from that experience and learn a lot. So, you know, and again, just watching last year's film, picking up, you know, why did I miss a throw? Was it my feet? Was it my arm? You know, what was going on? What did I struggle with? Kind of learning from that tape. And then, you know, with the new coaching staff this year, just kind of immersed myself in the new offense. And, you know, I feel like I can never over prepare. So, you know, just learning that and picking up on as much as I can of this new system to be ready to go this fall.
You said that you had a quarterback coach. How exactly did he help you?
Yeah, so the guy's name is Steve Fairchild, and he coached in the NFL for like 30 years, coached for the Chargers and the Bills and a handful of teams. So, I mean, he's coached a lot of great quarterbacks and trains a bunch of guys in the league now. So he knows the position, he knows the game and kind of how to play at the highest level. And really just a couple pointers, you know, little things about, you know, footwork and you know, little mechanical things, throwing the ball. But the biggest thing with him is kind of mentally, the way he sees the game. Obviously, that experience is second to none. And I was able to kind of learn how he watches film and what he picks up on and, you know, why is this concept good versus this coverage and all those kind of things that, you know, a guy with his experience would know. So it was a great experience for me. And, you know, I was able to learn a lot both on the field and off.
And Nick, you mentioned how you guys have a new regime, new head coach, Rusty Wright. What have been your initial impressions of him?
You know, it's funny because when I transferred back to UTC, Coach Wright was on the staff that was here when I was transferring. Well, about a week after I got here, that head-to-head coach left and took another job. So then Coach Wright left. But I've actually known him for a few years and kind of kept in contact with him. So we had a great relationship already. I mean, our whole team was really excited when we hired him back, just having a familiar face come back that kind of knows the program. And he actually played at UTC. So, you know, he's been through what we're going through. I mean, he's just been great. You know, he's just old school. He set the standard the day he came in and set his expectations. And, you know, I think we've done our best to live up to those and kind of figure out how to play for him and what he wants and what he expects. I think we've done a good job. And I think he's put us in a great spot to have a really good season.
How is Coach Rusty Wright different from your previous coach?
It's very different, honestly. You know, our last coach was a younger guy, didn't have a ton of coaching experience, but, you know, a young, fresh mind, very knowledgeable. You know, and then you have Coach Wright, he's been doing this a long time. He's seen a lot of football, coached a lot of teams, a lot of positions, been in different positions. So he kind of brings that veteran experience into the program. You know, he's been watching and learning for years as to how he would run a program when he got his opportunity. So, you know, now that he's the head man, I think he's prepared himself well to handle this. You know, I think he's done a really good job.
With that in mind, Nick, Chattanooga football, you guys are a program that you're going up against top tier teams in the FCS, but what do you guys have to do to win the national championship in your opinion this year?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the biggest thing for us, you know, like you said, our conference for a lot of years, you know, growing up in Chattanooga, the Southern Conference was always extremely competitive and, you know, definitely the best conference, most competitive conference in FCS football. So I think, you know, it all starts for us with kind of handling that first. You know, I think if we can win the conference and beat the teams that we play on our schedule in the regular season. That's going to give us a huge advantage going into the playoffs and kind of prepare us for anything we might see. And, you know, because those teams at the top of FCS football are really talented and really well coached. But I think if we can kind of handle what's in our conference, we'll be prepared. And then, you know, you get in the playoffs one game, anything can happen.
Nick, this is your senior year. So what are your individual goals and team goals for the upcoming season?
Yeah, so as a team, you know, like I said, we want to win the conference. That's our number one goal because, like I said, you do that, you know, you never know what happens from there on out. For me individually, you know, just continue to improve, continue to be a great leader for our team, give us the best chance to win on Saturdays. And, you know, then, you know, with that, I think that ultimately will give me the best chance to play at the next level. So that's kind of just what I'm focused on, keeping the team first, you know, especially playing quarterback. I feel like when you do that, you know, if you're playing winning football as a quarterback, the stats are going to show that. So, you know, I'm just focused on winning games and doing everything I can for our team.
And Nick, taking it back to high school, I know you ended up at Chattanooga, but that wasn't your initial landing spot as you went to Mississippi State. What was the recruiting process like for you out of high school?
Yeah, that was a great time for me. You know, I was fortunate to have a handful of opportunities. You know, ultimately, it was important to me to be pretty close to home. Mississippi State gave me that. You know, obviously growing up in the South, the SEC is huge. So that kind of checked another box. And then it was really a great situation. You know, they had Dak Prescott was coming back for his senior year. I was going to get the red shirt and kind of watch him and how he played and prepared. And I think that was, you know, an invaluable experience. And then, you know, to have the chance to compete to start as a redshirt freshman, you know, you're not going to get that opportunity at a lot of places. So it kind of checked all the boxes for me and was a great fit for me and my family. And I really enjoyed it. Had a great time down there.
Nick, what was the big decision that made you transfer?
So that was a tough decision. You know, like I said, after Dak graduated, we had our competition. I felt good about it. I felt like I was in a good place with it. Thought I was going to have a chance to play. Unfortunately, it didn't go that way. They ended up going with another guy. You know, we were only a year apart. So for me, it was either sit there and watch him play for two seasons and then only have one season to start, or I could transfer somewhere and play immediately. And, you know, for me, the way I felt about it was just that, you know, I worked too hard to kind of sit and watch somebody else play. So I wanted to go somewhere and have the chance to be on the field and, you know, give myself the chance to just play the game and then, you know, also play at the next level. So I just felt like it was the best thing for me.
I see Chattanooga was a team that offered you out of high school. What was it about that school, in addition to being that you had a chance to start, that made you be like, all right, this is a school I want to go to?
Yeah, so there was a lot of options when I was transferring. A lot of different directions I could have gone. But for me, I wanted to play immediately. And if I would have transferred to an FBS school, I would have had to sit out a year. So, you know, a year away from playing and go through another competition. You know, it's just a tough situation. You never know how that goes. And then also, you know, moving to a new city and a new school again, you know, I wasn't sure how I felt about that. So with Chattanooga being my hometown, it just seemed like a great fit. You know, my family, my friends, the place that I grew up, I knew I would be comfortable and I would be happy regardless of what was going on with football. So that seemed like a great fit for me. And then, you know, like I said, with it being an FCS program, I could come and play immediately. And, you know, it's really worked out great. And they were coming off. They had just won three conference championships in 4 years. So it was a great program, win a lot of games, and kind of just checked all the boxes for me.
So you were injured sophomore season. You're out 6 weeks. How did you recover from that, especially in the offseason?
Yeah, that was tough. That was really the first time in my football career I'd had to miss any time with an injury. You know, I think it was good for me. Kind of made me realize how much I love playing the game and how much I missed it when I didn't have it. Made me kind of value every game and every snap a little bit more, being away from it from that long. But, you know, thankfully it wasn't anything serious. I was able to recover with my non-throwing shoulder. So I was able to get back healthy and be ready to go and play every snap last season, thankfully.
Nick, when we think about the quarterback position, it's the most important in the sport. It's one where at every level, whether it be middle school, high school, college, and the pros, it's always a transition. How was it adjusting to the college game after your high school career?
Definitely a big adjustment. You know, everybody always talks about the speed of the game, and you definitely notice that. But for me, it was kind of just the just the mental aspect of playing quarterback in college. You know, no matter what system you're in, whether it's spread or pro style, it's just kind of a new level of expectation and knowledge of the game that it takes to play. You know, when I showed up at Mississippi State, you know, 18 years old, I thought that I was, I thought I knew football well enough to play. And I slowly came to realize that the playbook is 100 times bigger and defenses are more complex. And your understanding and your preparation just has to be taken to a whole nother level. And especially playing quarterback, you know, that comes with all positions, but especially like you said, with quarterback, you know, everybody can throw the ball at this level. And I think, you know, mentally that's what separates the good ones from the bad ones. So that was the biggest adjustment for me. It was just kind of taking the time to learn the game from both perspectives, offensively and defensively. And, you know, that I feel like is what the biggest difference and the biggest change for me was.
Outside of football, Nick, what have you enjoyed most about college?
Oh, that's tough to say. You know, I think just the relationships. You know, I know you said outside of football, but the time that you spend with the guys, you know, away from the game, with on the weekends or going out to eat during the week, those kind of things. I mean, I think those are the experiences that you remember for a lifetime, and those times with your teammates, you know, you'll just, you know, you got 4 or 5 years together and it's really special and you just kind of make the most of it. You guys go through ups and downs and spend a ton of time together. And I think those times off the field are some of the best memories of this whole experience.
And Nick, throughout your career, I mean, you've played in a lot of big time football games. What has been your favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Yeah, like you said, there's been a lot of great things. For me, probably the most exciting and memorable game, really, my football career would have been last season. We played the Citadel, went to overtime, kind of ran like a trick play for a 2-point conversion to get the win. I mean, it was just a really wild game. We were up big, and then they came back, and they took the lead, and we were able to score, force it into overtime. It was just kind of one of those up-and-down games, kind of back and forth. Extremely competitive, and you know, that's just one that you'll never forget.
Throughout your whole career playing quarterback, what has been the toughest defense that you have faced up against?
Toughest defense. That's tough. You know, playing in FCS football, when you go play an SEC team, obviously that's extremely tough because those guys are so talented and big and strong and fast and they have depth and they're extremely tough. So we started the season 4-0, and then we came and played, you know, East Tennessee State University, and they had a great game plan for us, kind of completely different than what we were expecting. And that was a tougher night, you know, for me personally, for our team. Kind of took us really 2 or 3 quarters to figure it out, what they were doing and how to beat it. And unfortunately, it was too little too late. But that was definitely probably the most kind of, I guess, you know, confused or unprepared I've been going into a game in college.
Nick, in addition to playing the quarterback position, you just graduated with a degree in business management. What went into your decision to initially major in business management?
You know, business has always been interesting to me. I've always enjoyed kind of reading the Wall Street Journal and learning those things about, you know, businesses throughout this country and the world that have had a lot of success. My dad's had some success in the business world. So, you know, I had an interest there. And then also it kind of gave me the freedom, you know, with that degree to do a lot of different things after football. I'm not, you know, I wasn't then and still not 100% sure what I want to do when this is all over. So, you know, having a business degree, I feel like gives me a lot of options to go a lot of different directions, you know, and for life after football.
Is getting a master's in business administration a goal of yours outside of football?
It is for sure. So I'm starting that this fall. I'll be starting my MBA, taking a few classes. And then, you know, after the season, we'll see how everything goes. But I definitely would like to continue to pursue that and get that degree. And I think, you know, these days having a master's degree is really important, you know, especially in the business world. So, you know, I definitely would like to finish that off as soon as possible when I'm done playing.
After your football career ends, whenever it may be, is there a certain field or a career aspirations that you have for your future?
Yeah, you know, I'm really not 100% set on anything. I'm interested in a lot of things. Like you said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to play football for another week or 10 more years, you know. Obviously hope for the latter of those, but you never know. So, you know, I'd love to own my own business one day. That's kind of a dream of mine. You know, I do love coaching and being involved in football, so that's something I could potentially be interested in. But, you know, I still don't know. I'm kind of keeping my options open. I'm going to see how my football career goes and then kind of go from there.
Is there a player in the NFL that you emulate your game after or you feel that you play similar to?
Let's see. That's a tough question. You know, I hate comparing myself to those great players and everything, but I don't know. A guy that I've always liked watching play and kind of felt like I tried to model my game after is Andrew Luck. I mean, I feel like personally we're pretty similar, seem like pretty simple guys. You know, we love playing the game, kind of play the game with a very cerebral approach. You know, he's not a crazy athlete, but you know, he can use his legs to pick up first downs. He's athletic enough and he's just a tough guy. He stands in the pocket and takes hits. You know, if he gets out of the pocket and it's third down, you know, he's not afraid to lower his shoulder and go convert. And I just love the way he plays and the way he leads and kind of the approach he has to the game. That's something I definitely try to model myself after.
Andrew's definitely, I think, the guy that I think most scouts or GMs would like someone to emulate their game after. And for scouts or GMs, what would you want them to know about your game?
Yeah, you know, I would just want people to know that, you know, I'm gonna put everything into it. You know, I think my biggest strength as a player is my mind, kind of the way I look at the game and the approach that I take and the time that I take to study it. You know, I truly do love it and have a passion for it. You know, at this level and definitely the next level, everybody can throw the ball. I mean, everybody's got a talented arm and everybody's a great athlete. You know, and I would want them to know that, you know, that's where I'm going to set myself apart. I'm going to be more prepared than anybody else, and I'm always going to try to be the smartest guy on the field.
Have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing that you would like to do with your signing bonus?
Put it in the bank. That's the first thing I would do for sure. I'm a pretty simple guy. You know, I don't need much. So if I'm fortunate enough to have that, I'm definitely going to put it in the bank and save as much as I can. I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but no, I don't really have anything on my mind that I would go buy first.
And Nick, for our final question, for any rising high school football player who feels that they are being under-recruited or haven't got the offers they want, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Yeah, no, I know that feeling. I didn't get my first offer until a little later in the process, and I know the feeling of, you know, you're going to camps and you're doing all these things, and you're giving yourself every chance possible when you want it, and it's just not coming. I would encourage kids to just stay patient, keep doing the right things, and just to focus on being a better football player. Because at the end of the day, you can go to all the camps and run 40s and do all these things that look good. But at the end of the day, you know, your film and you as a football player is what gets you recruited. So I'll just, you know, encourage kids to just get better, because the better your film looks year to year, the more you improve, you know, the better chance you're going to give yourself to get an opportunity to play in college.
Well, that was Nick Tiano from Chattanooga, the starting quarterback. We really appreciate your time and good luck this season.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.